Good morning and welcome to the Innovative Teaching Podcast. I am your host for Jeanette Schaefer. This podcast is all about innovative teaching ideas, and we've been sharing what our Maricopa faculty are doing. I hope you guys are getting some benefit from it. It's helping you out. It's been new information every day. We've got a little new information today, but it is lighter. Some of it will be useful to you outside of Maricopa Community Colleges, but most of it, once again, is for our faculty, just because this is another form of communication where we're trying to get information to everybody since they are working remotely. The first one up for today, it's something fun I decided to share out. I took a photo of my recording space yesterday, so I've got a new recording studio. For those of you at South Mountain, you know we have a nice recording studio, but we're working remotely, so we have to improvise a little bit. And I shared a picture of my recording studio yesterday. I am in the same recording studio today. It is in our walk-in closet. It actually works really well. In some ways, I think the sound is better in here than our actual studio at work. But anyways, I thought of a good idea. It would be really cool for everyone to be able to share a picture of their workspace. So I created a Google form where you can go in, you share your name, your general location, you don't have to give us too much information, upload your photo, and the photo can be of your workspace or it can be of you in your workspace. I thought it would be fun for everyone to be able to share a photo of their space and we can see how everybody is adapting to their new office. Next, we have course guides. So our librarian at South Mountain Community College will create our faculty a course guide for your course, and this is Kate. She's been working a lot with us behind the scenes. She has set up the knowledge base, the Q&A knowledge base that we've been using, and she's putting all that information in for us. So she's doing a wonderful job and working behind the scenes. But she will also create a course guide for your class. If you've never had a course guide created before, this is a collection of specific resources that will help your students with the assignments that you have completing in class. If you're interested, you can email Kate directly or reach out to me and I will connect you. But that is a service that is provided to me. That's like a VIP service, right? Someone else will take that. And the thing is, Kate loves to do it. So you're not burdening her by any means. She's looking for ways that she can really help faculty out during this time. We know we have a lot on our plate. But anyways, to me, that is a VIP service. So make sure you take advantage of it. The other thing I heard about 2 days ago, Yale has a happiness course, and many of you may have already heard about this because I think it went out across CNN, but Yale has a happiness course that is available for free online through Coursera. If you're personally struggling with your new situation, or once you start up class, if you see students are struggling with their situation, consider sharing the class. It's called The Science of Well-Being, and it's hosted on Coursera. But this is apparently a very popular course at Yale, and the course is designed to engage students in challenges that increases happiness and helps to build more productive habits. So it sounds like a really good course. I want to go and log in and start participating right now. Unfortunately, I'm working, but you know what? I'm going to try to squeeze it in because it sounds really interesting. And I don't care how happy I am or how productive I think I am, I bet I could still learn something from that course. So maybe I'll see you in there. For our Maricopa faculty, we have a training coming up today at 2 p.m. It is being hosted by Dr. Jonathan Paver, our instructional designer out of the Maricopa Center for Learning and Innovation. But the webinar will focus on student-centered strategies, inclusive design for remote teaching solutions. What he hopes to explore are strategies for transitioning to remote teaching that you're able to integrate and ensure that all of your students have access to learning in your classes during the rest of the semester. So you might want to tune in. He's got topics listed as starting the design process with your students, exploring the bandwidth, and communicating your design with students. So it sounds like it will be very informative and things that you may have not thought about to this point. Finally, we have a trauma-informed teaching and learning. This is coming from our friends at Pima College. So Pima Community College, the Center for Teaching and Learning there, is doing a training today. They shared it out. Thank you very much. If any of you guys listen to the podcast, thank you. Thank you for collaborating and sharing. We really need to do more of this. When this was shared out, I instantly thought of, oh my gosh, we need a state calendar of all the training from the CTLs and even K-12 that we're willing to share. Of course, you know, the main problem is manning that and getting, but a Google Calendar, right? Couldn't we put it all into Google Calendar? Anyways, I'll explore that further. But they are offering a workshop, a webinar. It starts at 12 o'clock Arizona time. It is a webinar. In the guide that goes with this podcast, I put the registration link in. I really want to attend this, but I think I've already signed up for another webinar at noon today. So hopefully they'll record it and share out the recording with us. But it says, as COVID-19 continues to spread throughout the country, many institutions of higher education have suspended classes, converted to virtual formats. And it goes on to say these changes not only disrupt students' educational pathways, but also their daily lives, impacting their emotional and mental well-being. So this webinar is going to examine that impact of the traumatic experience on the students' learning, and then discuss strategies of what we might be able to do to help lessen that impact and improve the educational outcomes for our students. That is it for today. It's short and sweet, but it's definitely information you can use. I know there's more information coming at me. I was trying to skim all the email, and it looks like there's not anything new and pressing at this point. So I kept today's update a little lighter and a little bit more fun. I hope you have an awesome day. Continue the great work that you're doing. Remember, share out your photo of your remote working space if you would like to do that. That would just be fun and give us a way to kind of connect with each other and find the brighter side of these moments of working from home and working with our students. We will see you tomorrow on the next podcast. Thank you. Bye.
Stronger than before.